Praise the Lord,
Love
everybody.
Praise Yahweh.
And we want to thank all of you who are coming by way of blog this morning. And then these just showing us right then through the blog line, through social media everywhere. We just want to say folks coming from every denomination, church affiliation, every background, every economic strata. And we just appreciate all of you being here this morning. Let's go to God in prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, this is the greatest privilege of my life just to speak with you. I remember when the king, Esther went before the king, Lord, and if the king didn't hold out his scepter, Esther would not be able to approach. And God, I want to thank you for holding out the scepter to me and to all of us who are coming to you this morning. What a privilege. We're coming to thank you and to praise you and to appreciate you. And we have a few requests. Lord, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being our love, for being our joy. Thank you for being our hope. And thank you for being our peace, for being our shepherd, our leader, our guider, for being our inspiration, for being our master, our maker, and for molding our lives and for shaping us into what you want us to be. We surely thank you. Oh, my God. We thank you, Lord, because you are our atonement and our advocate and our anointing. And you are the answer to every problem, our adoration. Thank you because you are our baptizer. And thank you because you put the faith in us to believe you. Our hope, our charity, our inspiration, our jubilation. God, thank you because you are sanctified, our purified, and our beautified, and our glorified, and our glorified, and our Holy Ghost fire, and everything that we need. You are the answer to every problem. We give you glory, and we give you praise. Thank you in the name of Jesus for Jesus, that you thought so much of us. To send your son, Jesus, who went to Calvary and died for us. Oh, God, that we might have eternal life. We appreciate everything you've done for us. May I just build you up a little bit more, Lord, and just say that when we didn't have a way, you made a way out of no way. Woke us up this morning and started us on our way. And we appreciate you. God, we woke up this morning saying we're more than a conqueror. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We are great and becoming greater in you. We woke up saying that we are the ones who you should let your anointing dwell in. We just woke up using great things on ourselves and binding the enemy. God, you said whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And we loose these things, these folks on this line who got up to give you first fruits will be bountifully blessed. And we loose that all of their financial needs are met. We loose that all affliction shall be bound, and that they shall be healed in their bodies and set free. We loose all these things in the name of Jesus. We loose that they will go to higher heights and deeper depths. We loose that, God, they shall be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. We loose, God, on these precious people that their heart's desire shall come through fulfillment. And we loose that if they have loved ones in prison, that the actions have already been started, oh God, to release their loved ones from prison cells. And this, any sickness in the body shall be healed, and they shall come out energized and more than conquerors. And we lose these things, we bind them enemy who tries to touch these people. We bind them so much, Lord, that the blood of Jesus and the spirit realm will get all in his eyes if he tries to touch him, all his mouth, all his ears, all his nostrils, where he can't even breathe unless he breathes the blood of Jesus. And he'll bow down and worship you, Jesus. For the scripture does say that every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that you, Lord, are Lord. And we thank you for these things. We ask all of them, every last one of them, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Please forgive us if we offended you in any way. We thank you for all things. Thank God in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, thank you,
sir. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Mm.
Thank you. Ambassador, good morning, sir. This is Ambassador Stern.
Wonderful. Good to hear your voice. You've done a magnificent job.
I'm so glad that you're on, but Ambassador Gail Stiff had a special tribute today, and she has some special guests that she wanted to special tribute today. And I'm sure that they're on. Amen.
Waiting on.
Okay. Do you mind?
No, madam. Go ahead.
We want to introduce Ambassador Dr. Gail Spiff, that she have a special tribute for the mother of the nation in her memory and legacy. All right?
Beautiful.
God bless you, Ambassador Stern, and God bless you, Chief. It's so good to hear your voice this morning. We won't be for you very long at all. Amen.
We're going to
cut a lot of this out, but I do have three special guests. with us this morning. We were going to share in an Arkansas salute, and they're going to come in this order. God bless you. We're going to ask Prophet Seth, Chief. You remember Prophet Seth? He's going to just give you words of encouragement to you and your family. We also have with us missionary Fanny Slater, God bless you, who knew Mother Johnson, but also we all served in the same ministry with Mother Johnson's brother, Pastor, late Pastor Ludie Dobbs, amen, from Dumas, Arkansas. And lastly, but not least, we have Dr. Louise Lyas here on the line, God bless you, who wants to give you words of encouragement, and we're going to close with a salute with TAP, and amen. I'm going to ask if all three of them still present. Minister Prophet Seth, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Praise God. Missionary Slater, are you still present?
Yes, I am.
Praise the Lord. Dr. Louise Elias, are you present?
Yes, yes.
Praise the Lord, and we will close out in that order. Chief Ambassador, we just want you to know from Arkansas, we are surrounding you with the love. You are in a time of bereavement, and just praying that God continue to strengthen and bless your family to rise above grief and glory to God, and we just love you all so much. Amen. So Prophet Seth, would you come on and give words of encouragement to Chief Ambassador, family, and the prayer line? Just take a few minutes. God bless you.
Amen. Good morning. We thank God for his goodness and his mercy. We thank God for Dr. Johnson and everyone that's on the line this morning. I want to encourage you, Dr. Johnson. I remember your mother. We came to Kansas City. She was a great blessing to us. She encouraged our hearts, praise God. And I thank God for her willingness and her strength to obey God in spite of. But my encouragement to you this morning, Dr. Johnson, is be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, praise God. God loves you, and God is for you. And in even times when this is over, praise God, I see that God is going to send a spirit of comfort to lift you to another level. And I hear God say, as you lift him, he's going to lift you. God is for you. And I'm going to pray a small prayer of comfort over you and your family. And I thank God for Prophetess Gail for allowing me to even have this space to even say anything. And Father, we thank you and we praise you for the life and the legacy of Mother Johnson. We thank you for Dr. Johnson. We pray that you strengthen his heart in the name of Jesus. God, meet every one of the needs, both naturally and spiritually. We thank you for sending your touch, your healing, and your deliverance in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for what you are doing even as we speak. I thank you, God, for strength in the Holy Ghost. Strengthen my brother, God. Strengthen that it is thicker to do shut up. Thank you for the strength, supernatural strength, in Jesus' name. And I bless you for it, God. And God, I pray, oh God, that even as we pray, God, a spirit of praise, thicker to do shut up. Will happen now, will manifest now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, God. And we bless you for it, the Holy Spirit. You are the comforter. And I thank you for being the comforter. Because of all in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being the comforter, Jesus. And we bless you for it. In Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Glory. God bless you, Dr. Johnson.
I bless you. Thank you so much.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Missionary Slater, God bless you.
a loving salute this morning from the state of Arkansas to the Johnson family. Your mother was a wonderful lady, a beautiful spirit. We remember her very fondly. We hated when she left the state of Arkansas. So I say to you all this morning from the book of Psalms, Psalms 34 and 18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. And I know that God will lift you up and give you the strength to go on. And I want you to know that he is not, of course you already know, he has not forsaken you. And these things will come to pass. But my brother, I want you to know that God is with you and that this is going to just soon pass over and that you will be strengthened by the hand of the Lord. Paul said in Thessalonians, brothers and sisters, and you know this scripture well, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. So we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. You have much comfort in knowing that your mother was a strong, strong woman of God, and she's taking her rest. And she would want you to be encouraged in knowing that she has fought a wonderful fight. We that know her know she fought a wonderful fight, and she did finish her course well. And I want you to know from the state of Arkansas, even though she was gone for a long time, just knowing that she is no longer with us, say, it's going to be emptiness in our hearts. We love you. We pray your strength in the Lord for your family.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Thank you for rising up early as you always do in prayer. Prophet Seth, God bless you. I know you're traveling on the highway. Amen. And we just thank God for both of you. And I will not tarry long at all. Jesus, Pastor, that's a message to Dr. Elias. Oh, my God. She loves you so much. Amen. Out of the state as well. In ministry is what she do so well, but she said she definitely wants to be here on this line. Amen, and I won't tarry here alone because there's so much in my spirit I would love to say, but this woman of God brings so much anointing and grace with her. At this time, everyone, I like to present to you all over the world, Dr. Louise Lyons. God bless you, woman of God.
Well, God bless you. It's such a blessing, woman of God, and thank you. And thank you for allowing the land of God. I say to you this morning, I'm excited on this morning because of the celebration of Mother. Mother had a legacy where she touched millions and scores of people across America. And I want you to know today that this is the day that we shall rejoice. I want you to know, man of God, that God said nothing happens if God don't allow. And God has allowed Mother to rest in his rest. And I want to say to you, man of God, be comforted in this hour. Because this will always be a time, glory to God, that when we go through this time, it's not the going through, but when we come out. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. We're going to rest today in his rest. I speak to you today, man of God, as never before, from the heart. After this, there's a place in him that you will rest in his rest. And he would comfort you. When we've gone as far as we can go, he will carry us. But I say to you today, just rest in his rest as he comforts you. Mother has touched scores of lives, many men, women, boys, and girls across America, has been saved, delivered, and set free. Missionaries, evangelists from all worlds. And I believe she would say to this this morning, she would say to us, still fight on. Sonny Diosha, because this isn't all, and this is the time that God would comfort them. Not only just you, man of God, I speak to Lady Betty and all of the family today. Stand still and watch God. But nothing happens if God don't allow. And he comforts you in this hour. And he carry you. He carry you, wrap you up this morning in his love. He hold you in the hollow of his hand. I say to you today, be comforted in this hour. Look unto him that is able, the only wise God, that can keep that you commit unto him against that day. Just hold on just a little while longer. This is something we'll have our times that we'll feel the loss of mother, but I want you to know heaven has gained a soldier. Another general has gone home to join the ranks. And I say to us today, mother has Thursday today, she'll say, children, fight on. I say to you, doctor, man of God, you are the man that God has called for this last hour. Hold your head up. Be confident. For the love wraps you up this morning as never before. And I say to you, nothing happens if God don't allow. And as God is taking love on home, we're going to rejoice and celebrate from this time on. It's a celebration. Pain, I know the hurt, I know the disappointment. We'll miss it here, but heaven has gained on the Ramosha another soldier. Glory to God. And I thank God this morning for this opportunity, and I see through the prayer line that God has so much joy and so much power this morning, the power of the Holy Ghost. Be upon this line to comfort all the members of the line. And speak to the Osha.
Oh, glory.
And this morning I speak to Kaya, to the children, the loved ones, glory to God, to the church today. Be thou strong and only courageous, for God will take good care of you. God bless you. I love you. God comfort you all in this hour. In Jesus' name, and I appreciate this opportunity, woman of God, man of God, men and women of God on this line. But nothing else could help. It was his love that lifted us. And we feel this love this morning. God bless you, and thank you, woman of God.
Praise the Lord. Dr. Elias, can you just lead us in a praise for a few minutes? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, let's just thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Glory, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, thank you,
glory.
Glory, thank you, God. Glory, praise the Lord, Jesus. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, move.
Thank you for these ever before.
And we thank you. And we give you all before. We give you all the praise. Thank you. We adore you today. Thank you for your healing virtue flowing.
Thank you.
God, we give you glory. We worship you. We praise you. We magnify you. We adore your presence here. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Oh, God. Hallelujah. And Chief Ambassador, as we close the Arkansas salute, we're going to turn it back into the hands of one of the ambassadors. We thank you for allowing Arkansas to share this precious moment in time with you and First Fruits. I was waiting for a text from my mayor and one of the aldermen, which I haven't received yet, glory to God, but they send their condolences to you and the family and the First Fruits. But as I have served on the honor guard for 8.5 years, if there was one thing that we would do at the end of a ceremony at the grave site, we would play the taps in salute, in honor of the person that we honored, the general, glory to God, and we salute this great woman of God. Even at this time, as you all have to rearrange your lifestyles, Oh, my God. Glory to God. There would be many mornings that you would get up and go to Mother Johnson's house. Oh, glory to God. It's okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Reminding you that the word says, even though we pass through the water, God will be with you. Pass through the rivers or the flood, and it may seem like it's overwhelming, overtake you, but God is with you. So I'm going to ask everyone on the line, if you are seated, would you please stand, glory to God. If you kneel, then please stand with Arkansas as we stand and salute, glory to God, this great woman of God, and say, well done, thou good and as a moment, will you honor this great woman of God with us as we play the tap? That we know that the original meaning of the tap in the military is at the end of the day, glory to God.
Yes,
at the end of the day when they played the tap, it meant everybody was in for sleep. So we're just saluting the woman of God, glory to God, hallelujah, she has made her transition as the great woman of God, Ambassador Stern, saying so many times, from labor, glory to God, with their humble crying, hallelujah, to reward. So if you would stand and salute this woman of God with us from Arkansas as the tap of being played.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
farewell to the great woman of God. You are now back in the hands of Chief Ambassador. God bless you.
Thank you, my God.
Thank you, everybody. Praise the Lord. Let everybody say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Victoria. Amen. That was presented on this morning. Amen. Ambassador Dr. Gail Stiff, and we certainly thank her so very much for thinking about that, for God putting that in her spirit. We just want to do in and everything we can, amen, to please our chief, amen. Yes, we want to pacify him, amen.
Yes.
Amen. It's okay to pacify him now. Amen. You know, when a baby is, they need something, you put that pacifier in their mouth, and that seems to soothe them. First fruit, Caroline wanted to put a in his spirit. And thank God for the Arkansas, amen, entourage that came in, amen. That's just like our sister in the Lord, Ambassador Dr. Gail Stiff, amen. Praise the Lord. We did not try to come on the takeover, but we wanted to do something that would be a memorial, that would be everlasting, that was in her spirit, amen. And God, amen, brought it forth. We thank God for every last one of our beautiful guests, and may we say our friends, our sisters and brothers in the Lord. Amen. I just wanted to say that. Amen. Praise the Lord. If our chief ambassador is still there, we certainly don't want to take away, amen, the credibility of him being on the line. If God gave him the strength to come on this morning, we certainly don't want to take that away from him. Amen. I was so elated, amen, and so pleased to hear him come on this morning, amen, because we know when we are going through, we have to rise up, amen, praise the Lord, and still do the work of the Lord. We thank God for our chief ambassador being on the line for all that he has to go through, but we are here to hold your hands up, chief ambassador, and I just wanted a couple of the saints to give words of encouragement for the Arkansas, amen, of saints of God that came on, and to Ambassador Dr. Gail Stiff. I thought that was so nice, amen, that is what the Lord put in us spirit to do, and I'm sure that our First Fruit family, amen, is so pleased, amen. We can't be there in the flesh, but we can be there in the spirit, and we do love our chief ambassador, amen. There's nobody like him. Amen. I don't care who come on. Nobody is him, because this is his vision and this is his spirit. So God bless you, Chief, and we don't want to take away for whatever God wants you to do. Perhaps there are some things in your spirit, but if we could just get a couple of exhortations to, as you have taught us, to always thank people and thank the people of God that bless the First Fruit, amen, prayer line. Amen. So if there's a couple of saints that will give some beautiful words of encouragement to Ambassador Dr. Gail Stiff and to, amen, the Arkansas, amen, thanks of God. We're not going to take a few all the time, because I want to give it back to Chief Ambassador. Perhaps the Lord has something in his spirit that he still wants to share. So would you, if you're there and you feel in your spirit, and I know you can do it, everybody has something to say, but let's do that right quickly and put it back into the hands, amen, of the anointing for this prayer line is the anointing of Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. Let's give a couple of exhortations and we're going to move on. All right, you're on the line.
Good morning and God bless you. This is Ambassador Dina Hodges in Kansas City, and I want to say to the great women of God and to the prophet Seth, thank you so much. Receive and enjoy those wonderful words of encouragement. Thank you for getting up, coming on the First Fruit prayer line this morning to I believe it was missionary or prophetess Betty that came on next. And God bless you, ma'am. Thank you for joining us. this morning, inviting you to come back at any time. And the woman that is no stranger to this prayer line, none other than the Dr. Louise Lyons. God bless you. Great to hear your voice again. God bless you, woman of God. It was 3 years ago that you were called in my hospital room, rebuking death, and I thank God for you. God bless you. Job well done.
Amen. Thank God for that beautiful exhortation from my very own Ambassador Gina Hodges. Amen. If there be another one, we'll take another amen exhortation. We definitely have hospitality on the First Fruit prayer line. Amen. We were taught and trained very well, and we certainly want to make them know that we appreciate them so very much. Sure, there'll be another one. You're on the line.
Since yes, no one is coming in, forgive me. I meant to also invite all of them. They have the number now. I want to invite all of you all to join us every morning, any morning, Monday through Friday at the same time. That's what.
Amen. Praise the Lord, and you're always welcome. We are family of God. Amen. And the Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson's, one of his visions, which is a strong vision, is the First Fruit prayer line. And all of us came bonded together because of the visionary, amen, that brought this vision to pass through the Spirit of the Lord. God bless you all. This is our prayer. We're not going to waste any time. And I do believe the exhortation that Ambassador Gina Hodges gave was just dainty and beautiful. Thank you, Ambassador Hodges. Amen. And then we want to turn it back over to our Chief Ambassador to give him lead way to whatever God wants to do through him. And again, we thank God for our Chief Ambassador that he's on. And sometimes when you do, you get your strength back. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we'll never want to take away, amen, from what God has for him. Are you there, Chief Ambassador? Ambassador Johnson, amen. I don't know if he's cut off or in his moment. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we do honor the Lord. Amen. Do you know if he's around, Ambassador Hodges? Amen. Chief Ambassador, we're calling on you again. Amen. Sometime we get cut off from the main line. Amen. Praise the Lord. If not, I want to. Praise the Lord. If not, we did not do a station break, a station identification, and we certainly want, amen, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, if you're there, if you could do a quick station break, and then we would commence this service today, amen, praise the Lord, with some prayer, and we want to still do and encourage those to give. All right? Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, would you give us a station break, please? I don't know if we cut away from the mother line. Do I have anybody on the line? If I do, I want somebody to say, I'm here.
I'm here.
Amen. The Lord is here, and amen.
My natural ambassador was calling for his sister, Sister Edna, and others to do something. They are with listening at him. This is Ambassador Lacey in Waukegan.
Yes, ma'am.
I heard him calling for Sister Edna and others. That
yes, I did. Right.
I'm
and
sometimes
he get cut off from us some kind of way, depending on where he is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes he's not at home on the motherboard, and sometimes he get his phone sometimes not reach. But we're still, whenever he comes in, he does have the right of way. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we know that. Are you there, Chief Ambassador?
Ambassador Stern.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is Ambassador Hodges. Chief Sister Edna Tyler should be on the line by now.
Yes, I'm on the line.
Chief, he wants us to let her have a couple of minutes.
Yes, ma'am, I certainly will. I was just trying to see if Chief was there because he was introducing her. Would you introduce her to us, please, Ambassador Hodges?
I would be honored to. Good morning,
yes,
all of you all. This lady that's about to come on now is eldest daughter, a mother, Adley Johnson. This is the woman of God that you all will often hear our chief speaking of, that we sit there all day, every day. Anytime I'd go over there, Edna would be there with such a sweet spirit. there at the hands and feet of her mother. There to do anything that she could possibly do. This woman can cook, she can clean, she always have comforting words for everyone. And I noticed on Facebook she'd written that she often wondered, could she have done more? Was there anything else she could have done? But I want to say to you this morning, Edna, you be encouraged because you did all you can do. At this time, we're going to turn it over to her and let her have words of expression. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen.
Good morning, First Fruits. My name is Edna Tyler, and I am